Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, welcome to you on this Monday. I'm delighted that you've decided to join us today. We are beginning today what's going to be a very transforming series by Derek Prince on the Holy Spirit in you. You know, most of us, if we were taking a vote, would probably say that we would like to have Jesus walking with us bodily. But the Bible says that Jesus told his disciples that it was better for him that he went away because the Holy Spirit would come and then he could be Jesus in unlimited form. Well, that's exactly what Derek is going to be talking about, is how the Holy Spirit is in us to recreate the life of Jesus and to empower us for the things that we're called to do. We're going to increase in an appreciation for the gift that the Holy Spirit is in our lives. This is going to be powerful. It's going to be transforming. And I think it might be healing for a lot of us, because Lord knows the Holy Spirit has been a source of tension as a topic in the body of Christ. I believe that Derek's powerful teaching, soundly biblical teaching, can bring unity in the body of Christ as we listen to what he's about to say. Now, if you're going to miss any of this, which we certainly understand is the way it is in this world, log on to the website at derekprince.org, and you'll be able to listen to these teachings as often as you'd like. Well, this is very, very important. So get your Bible, call some friends, and let's be ready to really understand the Holy Spirit as a person, as a gift, and as a present reality in our lives. Let's listen.
The theme for my talks this week is the Holy Spirit in you. It's a theme of vital importance for every believer. The person and the work of the Holy Spirit is one of the most profound and distinctive revelations of the whole Bible. Through it, we receive a kind of knowledge we could not receive in any other way. One of the supremely important revelations of the Bible is the nature of God. The Bible unfolds a mystery that we could never know through any other source. The mystery is that God is both one and yet more than one. That God is three persons, yet but one God. The three persons revealed in Scripture are the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In my talks, I'm going to be dealing with the Holy Spirit. The first thing we need to understand is that the Holy Spirit is himself a person, just as much as the Father and the Son. Because of human parallels, it's comparatively easy for us to realize that God the Father is a person and God the Son is a person. But it's not so easy to realize immediately that the Holy Spirit is a person, and yet this is clearly unfolded in Scripture. Through the Holy Spirit, God is omniscient and omnipresent. Those are two theological terms. Omniscient means that God knows everything. Omnipresent means that God is present everywhere at the same time. So let me recapitulate that. Through the Holy Spirit, God knows everything. There is nothing hidden from God. And through the Holy Spirit, God is present everywhere at the same time. This is unfolded in various passages of Scripture. For instance, in Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 23 and 24, this is what the Lord says. Am I only a God nearby, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Can anyone hide in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? Notice that last statement. God fills heaven and earth. There is no place where God is not. There is no place that things happen that God does not know about. This is very beautifully and more fully unfolded in the opening verses of Psalm 139. I'm going to read all 12 verses. They're so beautiful. O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. What beautiful language! What a wonderful unfolding of the greatness of God, the wisdom of God, the fact that God's presence permeates the entire universe. There is nowhere that you can go from God and be hidden from Him. No distance can separate you from Him. No darkness can hide you from Him. God is everywhere, throughout the entire universe. He knows all that's going on in every place. The key there that unfolds the secret is in the seventh verse, where David, the psalmist, says, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? That's a typical example of Hebrew poetry where the two halves of the verse say essentially the same thing. So God's presence throughout the universe is His Holy Spirit. It's through the Holy Spirit that God is present everywhere, and through the Holy Spirit that God knows all that is going on in the universe at any time. You see, the Holy Spirit has been active in the universe from creation onwards. This is what Psalm 33, verse 6, tells us about the actual process of creation. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of His mouth all their host. Where the English translation says breath, the Hebrew says literally spirit. So by the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the spirit of His mouth all their host. In other words, the two great agents of creation which brought the whole universe into being were the word of the Lord and the spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit. And if we turn back to the verses at the beginning of the Bible that describe creation, we see this unfolded in greater detail. Genesis chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. What a beautiful picture that is. The presence of the Spirit of God there in the formless darkness, in the void, in the waste. The word hovering suggests, of course, a bird. And so many times later in Scripture, the Holy Spirit is identified as being the heavenly dove. So there's heaven's dove, the Holy Spirit, hovering over the dark, formless, void, waste of waters. And then in the next verse it says, God said, let there be light. And there was light. You see, there are the two agents of creation, the Spirit of God and the Word of God. And when they're united, creation takes place. When the Spirit of God is there and the Word of God, light comes. Then the thing light is formed. It comes into being, formed by the Spirit and by the Word of God. So you see, the Holy Spirit has been at work in the universe from creation onwards. The Holy Spirit has always been present everywhere in the universe. In a sense, the active, effective agent of the Godhead.
You know, Derek has just said one of the most important things about the Holy Spirit that we will ever hear, and that is that the Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit is not static electricity. The Holy Spirit is not just a nameless, personalityless force. The Holy Spirit is not just energy. The Holy Spirit is a person. He has a will. He has emotions. The Bible even indicates He has moods. He has desires. all of this forms to the reality that we can have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. In fact, the Bible, Paul often writes about our koinonia, our fellowship with the Holy Spirit. What an exciting idea that Jesus has gone to sit at the right hand of God the Father, but the Holy Spirit is sent to us to be Jesus in spirit form, and we can have a relationship with Him. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Can the power of God actually flow through a person's hands? Though the most foundational of Christian doctrines, very little is taught in many churches today about the laying on of hands. And yet you can find this powerful part of the Christian life throughout the Bible. Transmitting God's power in this way is an essential element for equipping God's people. And now you can more fully understand this in your own spiritual journey. In his powerful booklet, Transmitting God's Power, Derek Prince reveals how God designed us to transmit, commission, and give authority to other believers through the laying on of hands. To get your free copy of Transmitting God's Power, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Let God's power flow through you. Get your free copy of Transmitting God's Power. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or request your free copy when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, delighted that you've joined us today. And the reason is that we are in a series, just beginning in fact, a series with Derek Prince on the person, the reality of the Holy Spirit in us. We're getting a good, solid, systematic theology on who the Holy Spirit is. And I want to tell you that once you get a sense, once you get a solidly biblical understanding of who the Holy Spirit is, it will change your life. Paul wrote in Ephesians, there is a spirit in you that is able to do beyond all you can ask or imagine. Well, if that's true, and it must be because the Bible says it, then I'll tell you what, that has the power to transform our lives. Let's listen as Derek teaches us.
You see, there are the two agents of creation, the Spirit of God and the Word of God. And when they're united, creation takes place. When the Spirit of God is there and the Word of God, light comes. Then the thing light is formed. It comes into being, formed by the Spirit and by the Word of God. So you see, the Holy Spirit has been at work in the universe from creation onwards. The Holy Spirit has always been present everywhere in the universe. In a sense, the active, effective agent of the Godhead. And then as we read on in the Old Testament, we see that the Holy Spirit inspired and empowered all the men of God in the Old Testament. The list is too long to give all the names. We'll just give a few examples. The first one, interestingly enough, is Bezalel, the man who designed and created all the furniture for the ark and for the tabernacle of Moses. And this is what it says in Exodus 31, verses 2 and 3. The Lord is speaking. And he said, "See, I have chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, ability, and knowledge in all kinds of crafts." So it was the Spirit of God filling Bezalel that gave him his ability to produce such outstanding creative workmanship. It always impresses me that he actually is the first man I found in Scripture of whom it was said that he was filled with the Spirit of God. And the result, in his case, was craftsmanship. That gives such a high value to craftsmanship, doesn't it? And then we read about Joshua in Deuteronomy 34:9. "Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the Spirit of wisdom." That's another way of speaking of the Spirit of God. "Because Moses laid his hands on him. So the Israelites listened to Joshua and did what the Lord had commanded Moses." He was the great military leader who conquered the promised land, and he did it because he was filled with the Spirit of God. And then we go on to Judges. We come to Gideon in Judges 6, verse 34. "Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, summoning the Abiezrites to follow him. the Spirit of the Lord came on Gideon and made him the mighty leader that he was. Before that, he was a timid young man, cowering at the winepress, unable to do anything effective. But he was changed by the Spirit of God coming upon him. And then we read about David, the great king, and also the great psalmist. In 2 Samuel 23, verses 1 and 2, this is what David says. Now these are the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, declares, and the man who was raised up on high declares, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue. That's the way that David gave us those beautiful psalms. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me. His word was on my tongue. Notice again, the Spirit of God and the Word of God. And then in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, Peter sums up the whole ministry of all the Old Testament prophets, and he says this, for prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. So every prophet who brought a true message from God never spoke out of his own initiative, just out of his own thinking or reasoning or understanding. But he was inspired, he was prompted, he was carried along by the Holy Spirit. And so his message was more than human. It was a message from God himself. As we look at the examples of these and many other men, we come to a conclusion that all the men in the Old Testament who served God acceptably and effectively did so solely through the power and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And surely that's a lesson for you and me. If they were unable to do it without the Holy Spirit, we are no better able than they were.
As many of you know, I live in Nashville, Tennessee, a city of artists. And one of the scriptures that really means a lot to me when it comes to artists is the one that Derek just used, Exodus 31, verses 2 through 3, that God took Bezalel, and also another man later, called Aholiab, and gave him by the Spirit of God, filled him with the Spirit of God, and gave him skill, ability, and knowledge. I'll tell you what, whether we're running a keyboard, or we're operating machinery, we're leading a ministry, or we're involved in the arts, doing creative, beautiful things to the glory of God, the Spirit of God within us is the creativity of God to accomplish magnificent and beautiful things to His glory. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Every believer has been given at least one supernatural gift of the Holy Spirit. Do you know which one you have and how to operate in it? In his book, Gifts of the Spirit, Derek Prince reveals how we can use the spiritual gifts within us and minister to others who desperately need to see a true manifestation of God's presence. Through its pages, you'll discover how to discern spiritual counterfeits and how to bring the marvelous power of the Holy Spirit into and through your own life. God has these gifts for you. All you have to do is to receive them. To order your copy or to get one for someone you love, call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is only $12.95. Understand and receive God's spiritual power in your life. Order Derek's book, Gifts of the Spirit, now. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. So glad that you're with us today, especially as we're talking about the person of the Holy Spirit and how to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Joining me in the studio today is David Holland, a producer of the show and also pastor, scholar, writer, good man to help us process this and apply it to our lives. David, thanks for being here.
Hi, Stephen. Thanks.
You know, I know that the issue of the Holy Spirit has been extremely controversial in the body of Christ. And I know it's often called the charismatic or the Pentecostal portions of the body of Christ. really are not well understood by other portions of the body of Christ.
Yeah.
But this, like deliverance and so many other things that Derek talks about, feel to me like just normal Christianity.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the Bible that says that these miracles, signs, wonders, tongues, all the things the Holy Spirit came to do, ended at any point. And I'm delighted to know that in the age in which I live, everything I see in the book of Acts is available to us today.
That's exactly right. You know, I've, in my own personal life and experience, I've swam in both streams. I came up and was born again in a stream of ministry where the Holy Spirit wasn't really talked about a lot other than being the agent of the new birth. But he was sort of off limits as a topic for any other role. And then later on, interestingly enough, as a young college student, through some of the teachings of Derek Prince that were given to me, I learned that this Holy Spirit, this third member of the Godhead, who was sort of the silent, neglected third member, really wasn't something to be afraid of. As a matter of fact, he was a tremendous blessing. There was a moment in my life, actually, where I got a breakthrough where that's concerned, because I was really wrestling with the role of the Holy Spirit in my life, Stephen. And I sincerely prayed to God. I said, Father, if a deeper work of the Holy Spirit in my life is something that you want for me, I certainly want it, but I really want you to show it to me in your word. And I was very quickly, I think providentially, taken to two scriptures. There was one scripture where Jesus said, you know, if you fathers being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father give your Holy Spirit to you if you ask him? And that was in the context of talking about if you ask a father for an egg, he won't give you a scorpion or a serpent. And then the other scripture that I came across was Paul's encouragement to Timothy, where he said, do not neglect the gift that was deposited within you through the laying on of hands. Those two things together in that moment of seeking and the moment of openness made it very, very clear to me. And frankly, I've never been the same, and it's all been good.
You know what you know what changed for me was the understanding that the Holy Spirit was a person.
Yeah.
You know, I really got saved on the preaching of the idea that there was a person who wanted to have a relationship with me, Jesus Christ. And then after I got into the church and became a believer, I began to understand some things about the Holy Spirit. And somebody taught me that the Holy Spirit was a person, that he had come to take up residence in my life. Well, that may sound like basic Christianity, but I was an 18-year-old pagan and I didn't know it. So the idea that there was a person who had a will, who had emotions, who had feelings, who had thoughts, who had ideas, that wanted to take up residence in me and recreate the life of Jesus in me, that was thrilling. And later, when I began to be a pastor and minister and work somewhat in the charismatic movement, I realized that many people talk about the Holy Spirit like he's the lapdog of God. You know, come here, do that, do this.
Right.
That's not what I think Derek's presenting. It's not what is the biblical perspective. And I think it's got to diminish the level of power that we enjoy because we aren't recognizing the Holy Spirit for who he is.
That's exactly right. Something that really helped me. You mentioned at the open of this program that passage where Jesus said, it's really better for you that I go away.
Yes.
Because if I go away, I can send you another, a helper. And it's that Greek word that's translated in the English, another, literally means an identical in like kind and nature.
Mm.
And so when it's really helped me when I'm trying to visualize the person of the Holy Spirit, I just visualize Jesus. I imagine Jesus's character, his nature, his way, the record of what he liked to do and did in the New Testament. It is the Spirit, and as a matter of fact, there are places in the New Testament where it's referred to as the Spirit of Christ or the Spirit of Jesus. In the earth. And it's a really astonishing thing, and it's a very liberating thing at the same time. I mentioned a moment ago that one of the scriptures that really opened the door for me was the gift that was deposited within you through the laying on of hands. We have a free offer today, that free resource that we'd like to make available to our listeners that talks about that very thing, talks about the role of the Holy Spirit, particularly in the way he is the vehicle for transmitting power to God's people. And the book is called Transmitting God's Power. It's a free booklet. It's available to everyone who asks for it. We'd love to put it in your hands. We know it will help you. Just call or click. You can go on and our website at derekprince.org and request it. Again, the booklet is called Transmitting God's Power. It's absolutely free. Go get it if you want more on this very, very important topic.
David, great stuff. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Well, it's been wonderful to have you with us today. This is just the beginning. So for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Be sure and join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's book, Gifts of the Spirit, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $12.95. And when you order, be sure to request your free copy of Derek's powerful booklet, Transmitting God's Power, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order both resources securely online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at DerekPrince.org.